Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Pasaya Bhutare Shrimadi Bhakti Vedanta Swamita Namane Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesa Sanyavadi Praskata Desadharini Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. With favor comes flack, or how to deal with your enemies. We all love to be blessed, isn't it? To see new doors open, our business taking off, we meet the person of our dreams, we open that new temple, we know that's Krishna or God taking us to where we could not go on our own. But here's the key. The blessing doesn't just come in isolation by itself. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 67th verse, Idam te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya na chuchushu shubeva cham sa chamam vyasuyati. Krishna says to Arjuna, this confidential favor which I show to the devotees cannot be understood by those who are not austere nor engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. That means the success of a God-centered person can never be understood, appreciated, or accepted by the non-devotees. Now, Krishna could have said to Arjuna, I'm going to give you the blessing, the houses, the resources, the promotion, and put a period there. But he added this asterisk, so to speak, and said, I'm going to bless you, but I'm also going to put you on notice that with the blessing comes opposition, jealousy, criticism, people that are not going to be for you. There will be atheistic, godless people who will want to negate your blessings in an effort to disprove Krishna's favor on his devotees. The question is not so much, can you handle the blessing, as it is, can you handle the persecution? Can you handle being misunderstood, being talked about, left out? Everyone is not going to celebrate your success. All your friends won't be happy when you get that promotion. All your relatives won't cheer you on when you move into that new house, when your business increases, when you get engaged. The favor in your life is going to stir up jealousy, the competition, the envy in certain people. Our message tonight is, don't get upset. It's not about you. It's about the blessing on your life. You can't have the blessing without some sort of a burden. If you're going to be blessed on a greater level, then you're going to be envied on a greater level. Now, if you can handle the jealousy, then Krishna can trust you with the blessings. But as long as you're going to be offended, upset, fight with people, then the blessing won't be a blessing. You have to pass the test of overlooking the insults, ignoring what people are saying, not paying attention to the critics, those trying to discredit you. They wouldn't be talking if you weren't making a difference. They wouldn't be talking if you weren't a leader. They wouldn't be talking if you weren't shining brightly. Now let Krishna deal with the naysayers. Let Krishna take care of those people who are trying to make you look bad, trying to stir up trouble, leaving you out. Fact is that some people just can't handle your success. Maybe they were fine as long as you were at their level. They had no problem as long as you were in the same department, as long as you were single like them, as long as you lived in their neighborhood. But when Krishna blessed you in a greater way, it stirred them up. Now you have to be okay with them not being okay with you. Why? Your time is too valuable to worry about what people think about you. Your assignment is too important to try to convince everyone to like you. Don't waste your time and energy trying to make someone be for you who's never, ever going to be for you. You don't need everyone to celebrate you. You don't need all your coworkers, all your relatives to cheer you on. Don't become dependent on people, on what they think. Do they validate me? Are they happy with my success? Don't look to people, look to Krishna. People get jealous. People can be competitive, moody, fickle. You don't need their approval. You have Almighty God's approval. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. If Krishna is going to bless you in a greater way, you have to be able to handle greater persecution. Don't get upset when people turn on you. Don't be revengeful and use your influence to pay them back. To live bitter, always rehearse what they said about you. Ignore it. Don't give it the time of day. Keep shining, keep dreaming, keep being good to people, and Krishna is going to take care of the persecutors. Krishna is going to deal with the critics, the jealous people, the opposition. In the Bhagavad Gita, of course, you're all thinking, if you share this culture right now, there's one name popping up in the foremost of your mind. It begins with D, right? Yes. So here's some narration from the Mahabharata. Duryodhana had also, this is after the Rajasuya sacrifice of Maharaj Yudhisthira, Duryodhana had also decided, along with Krishna and others, to stay on for a while in Indraprastha with his devious uncle, Sakuni. Duryodhana burned with envy at the Pandavas' success. They had far exceeded him in power and influence. Duryodhana could not stand the fact that Yudhisthira was now the emperor of the world, a position he felt should belong to him. He said to Sakuni, "I am filled with jealousy to see the world under the Pandavas' sway. Having witnessed their astounding sacrifice and seeing them shining like gods in heaven, my heart burns day and night. Indeed, I am drying up like a shallow pool in the Utah summer sun. I cannot tolerate it. I shall therefore enter fire or drown myself or swallow poison. What man who possesses prowess can at all bear to see his enemies prosper? How can I ever equal their power and opulence? Alas, fate is supreme and man's exertions useless." Certainly Duryodhana, I think you all agree, did everything he could to usurp the crown. "All my efforts to destroy the Pandavas have failed. Instead, they flourish like lotuses in a lake. Therefore, I should die. Know that I'm in the grip of grief, O uncle, and I burn with envy." Can I tell you that the blessing on your life is greater than any force that's trying to hold you back? Don't stay focused on the persecution. Why did they turn on me? Why are they talking about me? Why aren't they here for me anymore? Because the blessing, quite simply, comes with a burden. It's a test. Can you handle the opposition, the jealousy, the people stirring up trouble? Do you know who gets jealous when you succeed? Small-minded people. Small-minded people think you going up makes them look bad, so they try to pull you down. Instead of believing that what Krishna did for you, he can do for them, they start criticizing, finding fault, trying to make you look bad. They think that Krishna's favor is limited, that you being blessed is keeping them, some or other, from rising higher. They don't realize Krishna has unlimited favor. What he's done for you, he can certainly do for them. Continuing in the Mahabharata here, King Yudhisthira was known as Ajata Satru, or a person who had no enemy. Therefore, when men, demigods, saints, and king saw the successful culmination of the Rajasuya sacrifice, everybody was very happy. Yudhisthira was a great soul, and his congenial disposition attracted almost everybody to be his friend. While the king was taking the post-sacrificial avabrita bath, different musical instruments vibrated, madungas, conch shells, pandava drums, kettle drums and bugles, and the ankle bells of the dancing girls jingle. The princely guests from many kingdoms like Srinjaya, Kamboja, Kuru, Kaikalya, and Kaushalya were present with different flags and gorgeously decorated elephants, chariots, horses, and soldiers. All of them passed in a procession with Yudhisthira in the forefront. Yudhisthira sat on a gorgeous chariot yoked to excellent horses. He was present there along with his queens. Their features were so beautiful it appeared as if they had descended from the spiritual world. After the successful completion of the Rajasuya sacrifice, the citizens of Indraprastha as well as the demigods began to beat on drums, blow trumpets out of feelings of happiness, and there was a shower of flowers from the sky. After taking his bath, King Yudhisthira dressed in a new silken cloth and wrapper, decorated himself with valuable jewelry. He not only dressed and decorated himself, but also gave clothing and ornaments to all the priests and others who had participated in the yajna. In this way, he worshiped all. He constantly worshiped his friends, family members, relatives, well-wishers, and everyone present. And because he was a Vaishnav, a great devotee of Lord Krishna, he knew how to treat everyone well. Everyone who had participated in the sacrifice, including the cultured priests, the Brahmins who had assisted, the citizens of all the Varnas, the kings, demigods, sages, saints, and citizens of the upper planets, were all very much satisfied by the dealings of Yudhisthira. And in the end, they happily departed for their residences. And while returning to their homes, they talked of King Yudhisthira. And even after continuous talk of his greatness, they were not satiated, just as one may drink nectar over and over and over again and never be satisfied. After the departure of the mass of people, Maharaj Yudhisthira restrained his inner circle of friends, including Lord Krishna, not allowing them to leave. Lord Krishna could not refuse the request of the king. He therefore sent back all the heroes of the Ida dynasty, Samba and others. They returned to Dwarka, and Lord Krishna personally remained to give pleasure to the king. Prabhupada says of the enemies, in the material world, many non-devotees have self-centered desires they hope to be fulfilled. But one is never able to fulfill those desires to one's full satisfaction. However, Maharaj Yudhisthira, because of his unflinching devotion to Krishna, could fulfill his God-centered desires successfully by the performance of the Rajasuya sacrifice. From the description of the Rajasuya, such a function appears to be a great ocean of opulent desires. Such an ocean is not possible for an ordinary man to cross. Nevertheless, by the grace of Lord Krishna, King Yudhisthira was able to cross it very easily, and thus he became freed from all anxieties. Astonishingly, considering all that went before, astonishingly, Duryodhana alone was unhappy to see the success of his cousin brother. Kids, listen to this. If you can't celebrate people that are ahead of you, if you can't be happy when their mission takes off, when their preaching bears much fruit, when their dream comes to pass, that's going to limit how high Krishna's going to take you. Our encouragement tonight is don't have a small-minded mentality. Your friend being promoted doesn't mean that Krishna can't promote you. Your family member moving into that nice house shouldn't intimidate you, should inspire you. Krishna didn't run out of favor. He did it for them. He can do it for you. In the Brahma Samhita 529. Chintamani Pakara Sadmashu Kalpa Riksha Laksha Vitasu Suravyabhi Palyantim Lakshmi Sahas Sad Brahma Sevyamanam Govindam Adipurusham Tamahangajami. God's kingdom is made of Chintamani touchstone. The trees there are desire fulfilling trees, Kalpa Riksha. The cows are Sarabi that can give anything that the devotee desires for the service of the Lord. I believe that because you're here, because you're interested in having a God-centered life, that Krishna is about to release in your life greater blessings, greater influence, greater resources, favor that you haven't seen. But for this to happen, you have to be able to handle the blessing. That means you have to get to the point where you're not bothered by the opposition. You become okay with people not liking you. You're not defensive when people don't understand. You don't live bitter because they're not there for you. There's a French proverb which beautifully expresses what we need to learn today. Write injuries in sand, kindness in marble. If you'll show Krishna that you can handle the blessing, He's going to open doors that you could never open on your own. Cause opportunity, the right people, the right breaks to come to you. Now, when Duryodhana saw that Maharaj Yudhisthira had become very famous after performing the Rajasuya and was very satisfied in every respect, Duryodhana began to burn with the fire of envy because his mind was always full of poison. For one thing, he envied the imperial palace constructed by the demon Maya for the Pandavas. In that palace, the Pandavas lived with their family members, and Queen Draupadi served her husbands very peacefully. And because in those days, Lord Krishna was also there, the palace was decorated by his thousands of queens with their beautiful earrings and flowing hair. The queens appeared very attractive, and after seeing such beauties in the palace of King Yudhisthira, Duryodhana was envious. When people don't accept you, when they leave you out, when they try to stir up conflict, don't take it personally. It's not about you. It's about the favor that Krishna put on you. If you can't handle the persecution, God's not going to trust you with the blessing. Now ask yourself today, are you upset over someone who's against you, who turned on you, someone who might be talking about you? Well, can I tell you, it comes with the blessing. But if you get bent out of shape every time you face persecution, it's going to keep you from the abundance that Krishna wants you to claim. With great favor come great haters. With great abundance comes great opposition. We pray for blessings. Krishna, give me great favor, great influence, great ideas. That's good. We talk week after week about asking big. But we should add to that prayer, Krishna, help me to endure persecution. Help me not to live bitter. Try to pay people back. Help me to stay on the high road and trust you to fight my battles. When you see in your life a great blessing, count on the fact that soon someone's going to slander you. Count on the fact that soon a family member will get jealous. Soon a coworker will try to start up trouble. This is not to discourage you, but it's to prepare you. If you're prepared, then you're not going to get taken by surprise. You're not going to get bitter. You're not going to waste time to straighten them out. You're going to follow Yudhisthira and say, Krishna, I know that with blessing comes persecution, and I'm going to pass this test. Father, thank you that you're in control. Thank you that you're the one fighting my battles. Thank you that what you started in my life, no person can stop. Did you know that even the demigods are not free of envy? In order to get to his position as the king of the heavenly planets, in his previous life, Indra did 100 horse sacrifices. While Indra was the king of heaven, Maharaj Prikhu, not with a desire to usurp Indra's kingdom, but just with a desire to glorify God, Maharaj Prikhu got to the point of performing 99 horse sacrifices. At that time, Indra himself, the king of the heavenly planets, became extremely envious of Maharshi Prithu and tried everything he could to undo, to pollute, and to spoil his 100th sacrifice. He thought that Maharshi Prithu was going to exceed him in pious activities. He therefore could not tolerate the sacrificial ceremonies performed by Maharshi Prithu. And in the purport, Prabhupada says, in the material world, everyone comes to enjoy himself. To lord it over material nature is envious of others. This envy is also found in the personality of the King of Heaven, Indra. As is evident from revealed scriptures, Indra was several times envious of several persons. Tried to break up Prithu's sacrifices every way that he could. Here's the bottom line. One who is not free from envy, jealousy, cannot advance in Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, if someone exceeds another person, the devotee who is excelled blesses that person, celebrates that person, is happy for that person, thinks how fortunate is that person to be advancing in devotional service. Devotees, by definition, stay on the high road. Devotees do not pay attention to jealous, small-minded people. True, they did me wrong. Krishna saw it. He blessed you in the past. Do you think those people can stop him from blessing you again? He knows how to put you in the right places at the right times. He knows how to silence your accusers. It is said that those who have hated you will be put to shame. Their humiliation will be obvious to everybody. Sometimes the way that Krishna pays you back for persecution is that he keeps blessing you when others are trying to discredit you. He keeps taking you up when they're doing their best to pull you down. The more they talk, the higher you go. Krishna's not going to let you face anything that's too much. You have what it takes inbuilt in order not to be offended, in order not to rise to the bait, to not live defensive, to not let what they say get down in your spirit, to ignore unfair criticism. Krishna would not have given you the blessing if he didn't have given you the potential grace to handle it. None of this happens automatically. We have to do our part, learn to rule our emotions, not to dwell on the offense, not to think about what they said. When you're tempted to get bitter, upset, take that same time to thank Krishna for how he's blessed you. Don't let jealous people steal your blessing. Don't let critical people keep you from the greatness that Krishna put inside you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You have been called to live a better life. Your better life is found in the lane that Krishna has put you in. From that lane, you can do more for other people because you will be less concerned about who and where you are compared to others. Sure, there is a time to look to other people, but you look to other people for inspiration, not imitation. Read biographies. Be inspired by their stories. The lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime and departing leave behind us footprints in the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another sailing over life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother, seeing shall take heart again. Let us then be up and doing with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing. Learn to labor and to wait. Do not be afraid of other success. People who are eaten up with envy, they don't even like to hear about other success. They have a hard time celebrating other people. But you're different. You use others' stories as an inspiration, not for imitation. You don't waste your time trying to change your critics' minds. You don't argue with people that don't matter. What they think of you is not going to stop your destiny. Their opinion is not going to keep you from your purpose. The negative chatter is just a distraction, just the enemy trying to bait you into conflict to get you off course. You can't stop what they're saying, but one thing you can surely do is ignore it. You can keep it from getting down in your spirit. You don't have to respond to the negative. When you respond, that gives them credibility. Don't validate what they're saying by answering them. You have a destiny to fulfill, an assignment to accomplish. But sometimes we're trying to change people's minds that are never going to be for us. You just keep honoring Krishna. Keep being your best, and Krishna is going to cause the people that you need to be for you. Krishna is going to take care of your critics. And when it's the right time, he will close those mouths of those people who are trying to discredit you. That's not your battle. That's Krishna's battle. If you don't let him fight it, then you're going to live defensive. You're going to waste all your time trying to prove to people that you're okay, prove to them that you're not what they said. What's happening there is you're letting them change who Krishna made you to be. You don't need people like that to be for you. Having them on your side, changing their mind, is going to do nothing to move you towards your destiny. Your best response is to let your life, your success, your example, do the talking. Although, going back now, he had no personal ambition to rule the earth, Maharishi Yudhisthira wanted to ensure the path of peace and religion. He did not want there to be another Kurukshetra war. It was also, it's explained, Krishna's desire that the virtuous Yudhisthira and his brothers be clearly installed and universally acclaimed as the earth's foremost rulers. So Yudhisthira went about making his preparations in the post-Kurukshetra, post-Rajasuya era. He wanted to establish peaceful relations with all the kings. He knew that there would be a lot of inimical kings left over from the war, kings whose fathers and brothers had been killed by the Pandavas and who harbored enmity towards them. Knowing this, he sent Brother Arjuna out to follow the horse all the way around the known world. And he said to Arjuna, anyone who doesn't agree, pay tribute, try to talk to them. Try to make peace. Try to be conciliatory. Don't kill them unless it's a last resort. Unless it is absolutely needed, what we want now is not jealousy, not envy, not critics. We want peace now. And only when you're forced to take up arms, do so. And Arjuna complied. He said to his brother, at your command, brother, I will not slay those kings whom I defeat as long as they acquiesce to your rule. Yudhisthira's message was, the world doesn't need any more envy. The world doesn't need any more jealousy. The world needs the love that each and every one of us only can get. The world needs the skills that Krishna put in you. The world needs your contribution, the one that only you can make. In a world with more love, with more appreciation, with more celebration, more empowerment, and more encouragement of others, do you know what? Envy, jealousy will have no place. Don't change who you are for someone who isn't going to be for you, no matter what you do. It's not about you. It's about the hundredfold blessing on your life. It's about having a victory against all odds like Yudhisthira. It's about setting a new standard for your family, breaking the addiction, starting that mission, opening that temple, writing that book. Like with Yudhisthira, like with Prithu Maharaj, you are too powerful for some of your friends. You're too anointed for some of your co-workers. You're too favored for those critics. You're too blessed for those naysayers. Ignore those people who are constantly talking about you behind your back, because they are right where they belong, behind you. Where Krishna is taking you, they can't go. The sooner you move on, the sooner you quit responding, the sooner you quit giving the negative your time and attention, the better off you're going to be. You have the grace to rise above it, the grace to ignore it, the grace to not let it bother you. Well, Chiru, when they stop saying things about me, when they change their mind, then I'll quit being offended, upset, and defensive. No, it's a test. With that blessing came opposition. Now, are you going to let it keep you from enjoying the blessing? If you focus on the persecution, live sour, try to straighten people out, it's going to keep you from the greater blessings that belong to you. Our encouragement is step into the middle of that grace and move forward. When Krishna promotes you, gives you more influence, you have to get good at dodging spears. Someone throws an insult, dodge it. Someone throws jealousy, tries to make you look bad, dodge it. They throw criticism. They say things that aren't true. Dodge it. That persecution is a sign that there's favor in your life. You keep dodging the spears, overlooking the wrongs, staying on the high road, and Krishna will take care of your Duryodhans. You have to get to the point where you're not moved by persecution. You're not bothered by the jealousy, not offended by what someone said, not losing sleep over those who are throwing spears. Why? Because you know it's part of the package. You can't be blessed without persecution. And when those spears start coming, that means you're about to take the throne. You're about to see Krishna's favor in a new way. Now, don't get bent out of shape by who's against you, by what they said, by why did they leave me out. They can't stop your destiny. Where Krishna is going to take you is going to require greater discipline, greater focus, and greater obedience. Like with Yudhisthira, when they see Krishna show out in your life, favoring you in the famine, prospering you in the pandemic, some people won't understand. They'll try to discredit you, find fault. Don't take the bait. Keep your heart pure. Be good to those who aren't good to you. Overlook what they said. I've lived long enough to tell you, Krishna has the final say. He will take care of those that try to stop you. Our question tonight is, can you handle the blessing? Can you withstand the persecution? Can you keep a good attitude with negative chatter, not be bitter over the jealousy? And I already know the answer. Yes, you can. I'm looking at powerful people. I'm looking at focused people. I'm looking at favored people. You've been graced for every situation. Now tap into that grace. Stay on the high road and get ready. I believe that because you can handle it, Krishna is about to release a new level of blessing, a new level of resources, a new level of influence, of fulfillment, joy, creativity, something that you've never before seen in this life. And in the next life, he will take you back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So just...